Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. The Agricultural and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University developed a study showing the impact of potential inheritance tax changes. American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says the study looks at potential impacts of the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion, or STEP Act, and the 99.5% Act.
The STEP Act, announced by Senator Van Hollen, proposes to eliminate stepped-up basis upon death of the owner. And the 99.5% Act, introduced by Senator Sanders, decreases the estate tax exemption down significantly from where it is today. This study looks at if those laws were to go into effect, what the impact would be on farmers and ranchers.
Nye says members of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees requested the study.
Certainly, the ag community has been very interested and involved in the discussions around potential changes to the tax code. So really, it was the culmination of the ag community being interested, expressing that interest through their grassroots efforts with their elected officials, and then those elected officials asking Texas A&M to take a look.
The study shows both bills will be costly to farmers.
AFPC maintains a database of 94 representative farms in 30 states. And so this took a look at what the impact would be. And it found that if both the STEP Act and the 99.5% Act were simultaneously implemented, 92 of the 94 representative farms would be impacted, with additional tax liabilities incurred averaging $1.43 million per farm.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation economist Veronica Nye. A new soybean variety offers added value for farmers and a healthy option for consumers. Through a partnership funded by the United Soybean Board, the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council is leading the effort to build momentum for Soyleic, a non-GMO soybean variety containing high oleic trait technology. Missouri soybean farmer and USB treasurer Megan Kaiser says the variety is a win-win.
For us as farmers, it's about raising nutritious food for humans and feed for animals while meeting this new market demand. And on the food industry side, high oleic offers a high functionality while producing zero trans fats and making it ideal for baking, frying, and other uses in commercial and home kitchens.
The variety took over a decade to develop. Now the partnership is focused on developing geographic-specific varieties.
This has been a great collaborative effort, and as farmers know, partnerships are always key, especially with our goals of expanding this technology, providing more options for farmers in the soy industry. Soybean breeders, land-grant universities, and private industry are all working together to develop new varieties tailored to the growing conditions in their regions from 00 to 7, covering most of the U.S.
Soyleic soybeans are being planted on approximately 40,000 acres across 14 states this year. Kaiser says Soyleic is the latest example of the value that Checkoff brings to soybean farmers.
Innovations like Soyleic are exactly the opportunities we're focused on in bringing new, reliable soybean varieties to market. This new technology is helping us as farmers meet end-user demand, expand our market share in the food industry, and diversify our acres, furthering profitability on our farms.
Learn more about the variety at soyleic.com and keep up with the latest news from the United Soybean Board at unitedsoybean.org. And Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD TV. Farmers who have not yet completed their crop acreage reports after planting should make an appointment with their local Farm Service Agency office before the deadline. July 15th is a major deadline for most crops, but acreage reporting deadlines vary by county and crop. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says, quote, once planting is complete, call your local FSA county office to make an appointment, end quote. An acreage report documents a crop grown on a farm or ranch and its intended uses. Filing an accurate and timely acreage report for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage and prevented planted acreage, can prevent the loss of benefits. Producers can contact their FSA county office for acreage reporting deadlines that are specific to their county. If the crop is not planted by the acreage reporting date, then the acreage must be reported within 15 calendar days after planting is completed. Pipestone Systems, which began their Holstone Farms project to put a pork processing facility in Fremont, Nebraska, is now planning on building a $500 million pork processing plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Luke Minion with Pipestone Systems says they hope to open their new processing plant sometime in 2025.
Our Holstone project, the 220 farmers that came together a few years ago to try to create capture value in the chain, we've taken that first big step at Fremont, really delighted with how things have progressed there, and now we're taking the next step at Sioux Falls, which, Tom, I live in Sioux Falls, and I just couldn't be more excited for our farmers and for my community. I think it's just a great project.
He says their Holstone pork processing plant in Sioux Falls will have a total output of 6 million pigs annually.
The facility in Sioux Falls will be designed to be as modern as any hog harvest facility or processing facility in the world. A lot of features I won't belabor here now, but the scale is approximately 3 million pigs on a single 8-hour shift. Longer term, we'll try to double shift that facility. So the total output at its fully utilized capacity will be around 6 million pigs a year.
Minion says they hope to begin construction in 2022, and when finished, will employ between 1,100 to 1,200 people on their first shift.
I think the earliest we would start construction is 22, and it's a 2.5 to 3 year construction project for a facility like this. It's a pretty substantial timeline. And then that first shift will employ about 1,100 people, somewhere around 1,100 to 1,200 people. So a lot to plan for, and it's going to take us 3 years or so to get there.
The Holstone Sioux Falls Pork Processing Facility is an entity owned by regional pork producers who will help supply the plant. Holstone has exercised an option to purchase 170 acres in the northeast part of Sioux Falls. Well, it's no secret that one of the hardest hit drought areas in the U.S. is the Northern Plains, and that includes much of North Dakota, especially the western part of the state. North Dakota received some much-needed rain here recently, but severe weather did harm some crops. North Dakota Cavalier County Extension Agent Anitha Chermamilla shares a crop progress report.
We got the much-needed rain last week. Everybody was happy. The crops are happy. They're looking good. But then this wind came and it blew away. I think the canola, soybeans took the beating, and there were a few farmers who had to reseed their fields. So this is that was pretty bad. There were some farmers who had to reseed their fields because of the hail they received like last week, and that wasn't good either. Overall, the small grains are looking good, but there is uneven emergence and spotty emergence all over the county. It makes it difficult for the producers to make the decisions of when to spray for their herbicides or down the road if they have to fungicide, and, you know, all those decisions will be very difficult. But I think if we get timely rains from now onwards, we should be fine.
Again, that's a crop progress report and an update on the drought conditions in North Dakota with North Dakota Cavalier County Extension Agent Anitha Chermamilla. And this has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. If you have a story for the show, you can email it to me at jessealan@americanagnetwork.com. Again, this has been American Ag Today. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.